Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Hey, ho, let's go.
Hey, ho, mayo. Are we still on that? Have we moved on? Have we all moved on from mayo?
I'm pretty moved on.
We can't just start something, guys, and ditch it. That's who, you know, it's who we are as people, and it's not great.
Here's the podcast.
Those Two Girls.
Morning, morning, morning. Hey, funny marital story, not involving one of us for a change, Lee.
Oh, how refreshing.
you know that Aussie brand Spell and the Gypsy Designs?
Yes, Spell.
It has like a cult
following. Expensive, out of Byron Bay, very boho, chic, luxe,
and so much so that there are buy, swap, sell pages dedicated to it. They'll even sell for more than their retail price. They are hot items, so much so that a lady in America bought a pair of Spell knit lounge pants, I suppose, her favourite duds, and her husband put them in the wash and shrunk them to the size of a preschooler's pants, and so she's offered him up for sale to recoup the costs of her Spell pants.
She's put him on a buy, swap, sell. How much she listed for?
Like $150 or something, like whatever the cost of the pants were. And the photo's quite hilarious. He's standing in the lounge room, obviously killing himself laughing because his hands over his eyes and he's holding up these little tiny duds.
I like them. I like that couple a lot.
Spell should send her a new pair of pants just for the publicity.
I mean,
really, that it's been given.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, there you go. Boho chic.
I mean, I've put Dane up for sale for far less.
Did you get any bites?
As in for far less of a crime. An incredible tale out of Sydney today for you both. Okay, we have a car, we have a motorcycle. The car, that its driver places a laptop atop the roof. A lot of people do that. You know, you're chatting, you've got one foot in the car, you place your wallet or your phone, in this case a laptop, on the top of the car, then you get in, forgot.
I've never done that.
Have you never, ever
Nothing
done that?
Nothing has ever gone on the roof
you
of my car.
You are a freak. Sarah, you've done it before.
I haven't, but a friend did it.
I've done it with a phone. People do it all the time. Anyway, the car drives off, guys, and gets a few kilometres away, but don't be alarmed because a motorcyclist, a gentleman on a motorbike, is driving beside this car, spots the laptop on its roof. As he is driving his motorbike, he manages to reach across on the car's roof, grab the laptop, tap on the driver window, and hand the driver the laptop. If that is not a modern-day hero, I don't know.
I mean, he should be in Krusty Demons, that motorbike rider.
Maybe he was.
That balance required is phenomenal.
Also, eyes of an eagle.
Eyes of an eagle.
Because I am familiar with motorcycles. I ride on one pillion.
Pillion?
Is that what it is?
What?
I ride pillion.
Pillion in the sidecar, like Muttley?
Isn't it? I thought it was on the back. I've always wanted to be Muttley, though. I've always wanted a sidecar. Anyway, I've been on the back of Dane's motorbike, and you've got your helmet, and if your helmet doesn't have the visor, you're wearing glasses. You're wearing heavy-duty glasses because the wind is enough to rip your eyeballs out. So the fact that he was able to see a laptop on a roof and grab it is beyond me.
We commend you, hero motorcyclist. If you're listening this fine morning, thank you.
Thank you.
Also, don't ever hope for Lise to retrieve a laptop if she's riding near you.
I'd get off the road if you see Lise riding
Me
near
too.
You.
That's the sound Muttley makes.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
I told a lie yesterday, and I both do and do not feel guilty about it. Let me set the scene.
Step us through it.
Yesterday afternoon, I'm at home with my girls, last few days before they return to school next week.
Precious time.
We hear a knock at the door. Rat-a-tat-tat.
That's unusual in 2020.
It really is, yeah. Okay? And so, of course, I got the girls, hid them behind me and said, shh. Shh.
My God, you are a freak. Why would you hide them?
Tried to pile out
because
the bedroom window.
Because I didn't know if they
were fugitives?
Religious people or charity people knocking at my door. So I just said, shh, shh, shh.
Sarah, you then, live in a cone of fear.
Then
it's not normal.
There was another knock at the door. hello. Oh, and it was a female voice. Persistent. And I thought, oh, okay, this must be one of my neighbours coming
sexist.
Around to tell me something.
You're sexist. You're scared of men, aren't you? This is what it's revealing. So
walked,
your children are fugitives and you're
I
scared
I walked downstairs. Bom, 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 bom. Girl, stay upstairs. Coming. Oh, and I opened the door and sure enough, it's two charity collectors at my door. Young woman, young man. Trying to get money out of me in my home, in my sanctuary, where they've walked up to my front door.
How dare they?
I looked at them with a smile on my face and I said, oh, I already support you guys.
Oh, look at you.
No, but then, that's the lie,
that's
isn't it?
That's the lie.
Oh,
I don't.
God.
And then they were so complimentary. The young fella said, you legend, how long have you been supporting us for? I said, oh, about 6 months.
Wow.
Why did you decide to support us? Oh, I had a friend who went through this. And I just got deeper and deeper and deeper.
Sarah,
until they
you're
walked
not
away.
Philanthropic. You're a philanthrop dick.
But here's the thing, Lise.
Yes.
As much as I appreciate that pun.
Thank you.
If you're... If you choose to support a charity, you already do that. Ain't nobody knocking
Absolutely.
On my door
yeah,
going to get
look,
more money
I,
out of me. I have two charities that I support
I,
every
good,
month.
And I know, and good on
and
you.
And everyone else
but
can
isn't...
just bugger off with their door knocks.
This is the thing, though. Don't they say that the hit rate for charities is largely based on that forced donation? So standing outside shopping centres, standing in the malls, door knocking, they get the people based on this surprise element and the guilt element.
Yeah, remember that time you got done
oh
and then you
God,
thought you'd
I got
been scammed?
Done by doctors against doctors without borders. And I love that charity because it's a French charity. Docteur, what is it?
Sans
frontières.
Docteur sans frontières. And they got me.
With
they,
the guilt.
They got me with the guilt because they do incredible work and I couldn't turn them down.
But you did when you called them and said, no, I'm not doing that.
As recently as about last year, I used to tell them I was still under 18 because I can't get you under 18.
Oh, my God, that's genius.
Oh, I'm going to try that next
Sarah,
time.
Sarah, don't. You'll fail.
Well, if I'm into telling lies, I'll give that one a burl.
This morning I bring you a story of hope. A story of hope for all the pieces of fruit that remain unloved and untouched on our grocery store shelves, Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know that Woolworths have that incredible initiative called The Odd Bunch.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all well and good, and that works wonders for the apples and pears of the world.
Yes.
The carrots and the sweet
well,
potatoes of the world.
Well, people need to realise that just because the skin of a fruit or veggie might have a little mark on it, it still means the good stuff's
that's
right in
there. And people are on board when it comes to certain fruits, like I said, apples.
Mm-hmm.
But the humble banana
what?
Remains the most difficult piece of fruit to move, even when it's given away for free. You know when you walk into Woolies and there's a basket for the kids? Have
yes.
one. Take one for free.
Yeah.
A blemished nana
oh, look, I
will
I
not
won't stand for that.
Be touched.
No, because a banana is the most reliable everyday fruit. I don't care what the skin looks on the outside.
Well, you're in the minority,
my
friend.
It is a classic fruit. Like, a banana will never let you down. You can bite into an apple and it can be bland and
Sarah,
tasteless. Never with a nana.
The facts are as follows. Woolworths have said that even though a blemished banana or a darkened banana is often sweeter and more delicious, they cannot give them away for free. So what have they done? They've said...
Well, are they whinging about it or are they being practical?
No, they're being practical. Good. They've said, we can't put them in the odd bunch category. What can we do? We are going to give carte blanche, is that the right thing, to our bakery department.
Yeah.
So at any given point in the day, if you see a baker approach a banana, it's lucky day because what they're doing, they're collecting the sad bananas, they're taking them back to their bakery.
Which is often
inside
door.
In Woolies.
Yeah.
And they are making on-site banana bread.
I mean, look, that's... That is a cycle.
This is a cycle. Not
Greta
only...
Would be happy
they're going to offer us two options. Chalky chip nani bread.
Okay, well, you've really deep dived into the banana bread, haven't you?
I have, because I'm all for this. You know how I feel about waste. Chalky chip nani and standard. And this is very important for people to know.
Do you feel
ahead of the school year?
Do you feel so passionate because, like, if you were a fruit, you'd be a blemished banana?
Oh, damn straight, I'd be a blemished banana. This ain't... got no yellow firm skin on it no more. I would. I wish
quite a bit of pigmentation, but still good on the inside.
Gone are the days where you can crack me open and you can hear an audible sound.
Wow.
Now you just squeeze me in a little and I just collapse.
It's those two girls.
Soft and lumpy.
Good morning.
But sweet inside.
Those two girls.
I know it's only early in the day, guys, but if you think your day is off to a bad start, spare a thought.
Well, they're listening to us, so it is.
Spare a thought for a gentleman who worked, past tense, in a winery. Okay, after he was fired for spilling more than 5,000 litres of Sauvignon Blanc down the drain accidentally.
What? 5,000. Curious. This is a legitimate question. How does that happen accidentally? Mm. Like, do they open that twisting on the barrel and it just goes down into a drain on the winery floor?
A pump was left unopened.
We don't know.
We don't know how it happened. But what I can tell you, Sarah, is this wasn't the first time he'd done this.
Oh, okay.
Can you believe it?
Sure.
Okay, so this particular incident, he lost 5,000 litres. The prior incident, he lost 680 litres. The total loss of Sauvignon Blanc amounts to 630 cases of vino, equaling $163,000 of revenue for the company. So upon the second incident, of course, he's received a dismissal letter from his employers going, thanks but no thanks.
Yes.
We are Sauvignon Blanc. To let you know that
through the hoop.
That you are
no longer required
in the role of tap closer.
I love that they gave him a second chance, though.
I mean,
but you know, but there is also a big difference between 680 litres.
That's still a lot.
And then 5,000 litres. I mean, what's an average swimming pool? It's something like 50,000 litres. So you think of...
We don't know that either.
I mean, I don't know that actually.
Those two girls, it's the show without the facts.
Negligence.
Here comes the one, na 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 na.
I'm only one word away.
Just one, just one. Just one.
One word song game back for 2020, of course, where Aaron plays Lees and I, me, the snippet, a one word of a song. We have to guess it by title and artist. Now, because it's a new year, hell, a new decade, Aaron very kindly reset the scores. So
he wipes
I'm not
the board.
A massive loser at this stage.
What's the score, though? It's still one love to
one
me.
One love to Lees Carlaw.
Okay, let's go.
All right, word number one is this. Grandma.
Na 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 na.
I love the rain.
I know who it is. It's Shay and, oh God.
You're going to love the rain.
And Justin Bieber came in and stole the show like bloody Beyonce did with What's His Face, Redhead.
You know the one.
Shay and something in Shay. Shay and, it's like Burke and Wills. Shay and.
I'll take it. What's the title?
Something About Rain.
But no. 10,000 hours. Yeah!
Lees Carlaw.
Look, I would
who
never...
is it? Shay and who?
Dan and Shay.
Oh, God.
And Justin Bieber, as he's
saying. Okay, so I got two out of the three artists.
Something like Burke and Wills. Dan
showing
and
our age.
Shay.
Word number two is this.
Suitcase. Alanis Morissette. Alanis Morissette.
Oh, ironic Alanis Morissette.
Who?
Oh.
What's it called?
Ironic.
Oh.
Isn't it ironic that Sarah got that song? Okay.
We're in for a tiebreaker.
Holy moly.
Why is it going so fast? Why aren't we pacing ourselves on this?
Do you want to take a breath?
Yes, please.
How are you feeling? What's up for the weekend?
I'm taking
weekend.
A Pilates breath. I'm zipping up my core.
Okay, play the song now if we have to listen to that.
Word number three is...
Katy Perry, up when you're gold, you're dead when you're in that like you're out, you're up when you're down, you're wrong when you're right.
Cold,
right.
Katy Perry.
What a cow.
Sarah Will.
What a cow.
One all, please.
I gave that to you and you know it.
You know, Listen, listen, listen. You also know how the game works. There's been many a song.
No, it's compulsive that
nicked.
I sing along.
The scores are 1-1. How good.
What a thing to end on, hot and then cold. Our feelings towards each other on a Friday before a long weekend.
That's apparently how menopause feels, and that is nigh around the corner for both of us.
Someone open a window.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Do we want a quick bonus round?
Yes, all right.
How good. Look at you in the lead. Who won last?
Not in the lead.
Oh, no. Oh, big tread carefully.
It's broken even.
Who won last week's
I
bonus
did.
Round?
Oh,
the bonus round.
The bonus.
Oh, I think you did.
I think I still took it out.
Yeah, I all think right,
here
we
go. It's the sad English fellow.
Sam Smith.
No, it's not Sam Smith at all. It is the new guy who's really climbing the charts.
Lewis Capaldi.
Lewis Capaldi. But what is the name
is
of that?
Is it called Tears or something? Da, da,
da, da, da, da.
Before you go, Lewis Capaldi.
So no, close.
Before you go. You go, before you go. Before I go.
You'd be awesome to play charades with.
What you can't hear, dear listeners, is I'm kind of cueing them into the correct answer.
I just stared blankly like a blob. Least it all up.
That's an off-air joke.
Oh, God. Okay. Have a great long weekend. We'll be back on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. We didn't even touch on that.
Well, why
we
would
just
we?
Did then. Bye.
Tickety-boo. Off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls Catch-Up. But you can score even more catch-ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.